Good morning, and I should say sweet morning because we are talking about sugar beets, sugar cane, too much sweetness this morning. I will talk about row spacing, cultivar and crop effects on sugar cane leaf area index and yields. So just a brief introduction, what's the background of row spacing? It's important in all the crops. So it's one of the major factors that affects the light interception in tiller production and finally cane yield in sugar cane. And row spacing is practiced, there is different row spacing practiced in different countries depending on the management practices. If there is mechanical harvesting, mechanical planting, or it's manual. So it ranges from 0.6 meter to 1.8 meter, that's roughly 6 feet row spacing. And there is a yield increase. In most of the literature, it shows that there is a yield gain if you go lower than 5 feet, 1.5 meter. But there are drawbacks too because of manual harvest, mechanical harvesting and mechanical planting. But there, literature shows that there is a yield increase. I'm making this point because currently we have 1.5 meter row spacing, and what we try to practice, if we can go lower than that, what is the effect of that on sugarcane yields? So it's the objective for this research was to determine the effects of row spacing on growth and yield of sugarcane in different sugarcane varieties. We included different varieties because of the growth habits of different varieties. Some varieties are straight, the cane stays very straight. The others are more, the canopy structure is different. So canopy closure time is different in different varieties, so that might have effect of row spacing. Also, I'm not including in this study, but we also look for the effects of row spacing on weed control and also on rust disease, because row spacing definitely affects the microenvironment, microclimate, and leaf wetness, and all these factors that helps in determining the effect on rust disease. So this study was conducted at the Everglades Research and Education Center in Florida. It's in southern part of Florida near Lake Okeechobee. The soil is organic soil, it's muck soil, it's very high in organic matter, more than 80% organic matter in these soils. So we had four row spacings, 1.2 meter, that's 4 feet, 1.5 meter, that's our standard row spacing, that's currently we are using. Then we increased it to 1.8 meter, and we also tried double row spacing with two rows in 1.5 meter, and that's very close row spacing. But we just wanted to see if that has an effect on the yield and how it will work out with the harvesters and the planters that we need to work out later. And we included three varieties, CP961252, our most commonly cultivated variety in Florida. And then CP001101 is more straight variety. It doesn't, its canopy structure is more straight than other varieties. And CP01-1372 is opposite of 1101. We had four applications. So we collected data on tiller count, and tiller count includes primary, secondary, and tertiary shoots, and that's very important in sugarcane, especially if you want to look at the initial establishment of the crop. And that also helps you to do some predictions on the final yields. Leaf area index, that's dimensionless, unitless quantity. That's what it's the one-sided leaf, green leaf area per unit of land area, and that's a very good indicator of your final yields, especially later in the growing season, like in grand growth phase of the sugarcane crop. That's roughly about 7-8 months of crop. And that also helps in determining the canopy closure and the speed of canopy closure in different varieties and different row spacings. So we also counted millable stalk count. In sugarcane, in most of the experiments, we don't harvest the whole plot because we need too many equipments for that. Sometimes we do that using the weigh wagon, But in most of the experiments, we count the millable stalks that are above the chest height and that can produce sugar. And then we weigh the stalks, and based on stalk weight and total number of stalks in per unit area, we can calculate the yields. And cane yield is the tons of cane per hectare or megagrams per hectare. We also look for sucrose concentration, that's kilograms of sugar per ton of cane, and sugar yield. This data we collected from plant cane. We are continuing this experiment in first ratoon. So far we have data on tiller count and leaf area index, and we are looking forward to collect data on yields. So based on the tiller count in plant cane, early in the season for first 3 months, we didn't see any significant difference, but obviously there was numerically double row spacing had more number of tillers per hectare, per square meter than other row spacings. But later in the season, there was significant effect, and double row spacing produced more tillers than other row spacings. So on per linear feet or per linear meter, it may not be different, but when you calculate on per square meter or per acre or per hectare, it makes difference because you have more number of rows in the same space, in the same area with less spacing. But in first ratoon, we had similar results, but we have also seen that 4 feet row spacing is producing more tillers than 5 and 6 feet. So if we reduce the row spacing from our traditional 5 feet or per traditional 1.5 meter, we have seen that there is a gain in number of tillers. In leaf area index, we did see significant difference in plant cane with different spacing, different row spacings. At 145 days after planting until 210 days after planting. But in first ratoon, we didn't see any significant difference. Our variety was not significant and the interactions were not significant in leaf area index. So what we have seen again, the double row spacing and 4 feet row spacing had more leaf area index than the wider row spacing of 1.5 meter and 1.8 meter. In first ratoon, we didn't see any significant difference. So we have these plant cane yield parameters in which we have number of stalks, stalk weight, that is individual stalk weight, and sucrose concentration, cane yield, and sugar yield. So we have seen that there was significant difference between the spacings. Except for sucrose concentration, there was no effect on sucrose concentration of row spacing. Variety had significant effect on stalks and cane yield and sugar yield, but not on stalk weight and sucrose concentration, and there was no interaction effect. So on the left side, we can see the number of stalks. On the right side, it's the stalk weight. So number of stalks were affected by row spacing and variety both. And number of stalks, we had higher number of stalks per hectare in double row spacing and 1.2 meter than 1.5 and 1.8. Numerically, 1.8 was the lowest because we calculated based on per hectare, and that's because the number of rows were lowest in 1.8 meter spacing. And variety, that was genetic. It's 1252 produces much higher yield than the others. So that's why the number of stalks were higher in 1252 than other two varieties. Individual stalk weight, there was different scenario in this case. 1.8 meter produced heavier stalks because there's more space and more light interception. So that was kind of that's what we were expecting. But in others, there was other row spacings, there was no significant difference. Based on these yield parameters, we calculated final sugarcane biomass yield, and there was difference between the spacing and the variety. And again, both double row spacing and 4 feet or 1.2 meter were significantly higher than the other two row spacings, and 1252 was higher than the other two varieties. It was similar case in the sugar yield. Double row spacing and 1.2 meter were better than other two, and 1252 was better than other two varieties. So in summary, I tried to compare with our traditional row spacing, which is currently we are using the 1.5 meters. So what's the gain or loss under different row spacings we tested? So we could see that increase in number of tillers, and the highest increase was with double row spacing. That's the percent increase. Leaf area index, actually the middle should be 1.8 meter. It should not be 1.5 meter because we are comparing with 1.5 meter. So that's the mistake here. So with leaf area index was not, with 1.8 meter, there was not a much of a significant change if we switch from 1.5 meter to 1.8 meter. There was decline in number of stalks, but there was increase in stalk weight. So that was comparable. In the yields, there was not much difference because 1.6 meter could produce less number of stalks, but heavier stalks than 1.5 meter. But double row spacing obviously produced roughly about 35% higher yields than our traditional row spacing. So over here, one point I would like to mention is when we are using closer row spacing, we put more seed too into that. And that's important because sugarcane is vegetatively propagated and you need a lot of seed to use to plant that. So roughly if we are going from 1.5 meter to 1.2 meter, that's 20% more seed in that. Fertilizer, we try to keep it constant on per acre basis, but seed was variable. It was constant on per linear feet basis or per linear meter basis, but on per acre or per hectare basis, there was difference. So there may be some differences coming from there because we are using more seed and less row spacing. But definitely there is a yield increase with the lower row spacings. So with that, I would like to acknowledge financial support from Florida Sugarcane League and all my team at the Rutgers Research and Education Center. Thank you very much.
We have time for questions.
Yes.
Now, Arden, so in addition to the higher seed cane cost, what are some other practical considerations which might preclude growers from adopting the double row spacing?
Yeah, mainly it's the harvesters we have. Currently, we have mechanical harvesting, so the harvesters we are using, they are based on the width of the tires and based on the width of the harvester. It's good fit for 5 feet row spacing. But then, like if you go for lower row spacing, for higher row spacing, maybe it's easy to adjust, but for lower row spacing, for example, double row spacing, because right now the harvesters are, they cut one row at a time. So if you have two rows, then they need to change that to two row harvesters. So that's one of the main thing, and also the fertilizer application and the planting is mostly manual right now, so I think that can be easily done. But still, like the furrow openers and all the machinery, I think that's right now it's well set for 1.5 meter row spacing, and that's the hardest part. Like if you want to switch, you have to make several changes, and that's why there was not much study done on row spacing because it's very hard to convince the growers to switch unless you see there is a significant yield gains or there's something like you're getting good out of that. So there are several challenges in that. Yes, Brad?
Maybe this is a dumb question, but I think you showed a 35% yield gain.
Yes.
Right? So I would think that growers would want to think a little bit out of the box to get a 35% yield gain. And I'm just sitting here thinking with the harvesters, what if you just left one row on each side with the regular row spacing, and then they would have it open and they could just harvest from the side? I don't see a problem conceptually.
Yes, I presented this data in ASSCT meeting too, and actually there was great interest both from Louisiana and Florida, and they would like to look forward into it further. In first ratoon, I would say it was not the same gains as in plantain, because after we harvested with traditional harvester, there was some damage to the crop. And we did see that there is still a numerically high yield, higher tillers and all that, but we still need to measure the yields. But even I think if it's not significant difference in ratoon crops, but in plantain, we may have to repeat this experiment again. And if we see that the gains are 30 to 35%, there may be interest. And sugarcane industry, like U.S. sugar, they already practiced this before experimentally. And there's a CJ who he told me about this, and he said like they had the same problem in plantain. They could see the yield increase, but in ratoon crops it's not that high. But I think with the change in varieties and all that, and it may be, the results may be different now. But I can see that the plantain definitely has yield increase, but in ratoon it's not as much as in plantain.
Thank you.